You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. San Luis Obispo County may be getting a new probation center. County officials took steps Tuesday to fund the design of a new building to house all probation services. But this move also calls into question the future of a child care center at the same location, which some parents and advocates say is desperately needed. San Luis Obispo County's current probation center was built in 1940. County staff say it's short on space and in constant need of repair. A new, larger two-story building has been proposed at the county's health campus on Bishop Street. But it's also the location of a state and county-funded child care center for children between the ages of 2 and 5.
100% of those children qualify for public assistance. So these are our most vulnerable of the vulnerable population of children in our county.
Wendy Wendt is a local advocate who helps find funding for programs that serve young children. One of these programs is the Child Development Resource of the Central Coast, also called CDRC, which currently sits at the proposed site of the probation center.
They also all have some level of need for therapeutic support, so these are particularly high-need, high-risk kids.
One CDCR parent who spoke at Tuesday's county supervisors meeting recounted having her children previously removed from her care and said the center provided stability when she was unable to. Another parent, Emily Stite, says as a low-income business owner in San Luis Obispo, CDRC provides care and meals for her child while she works long hours.
I am so incredibly grateful that SLO County had my back and kept my little family and me and my business going.
CDRC says its lease with the county expires in May. County officials added a provision Tuesday that design plans for the new probation building include an option to keep the child care center in operation, to be considered at a later date. County officials also say they will work with the center if needed to help them find a new location, but many in attendance questioned if the child care center could provide the same level of service if it were moved, and if it could even afford to stay in business. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.